Now for a chance to look back at the biggest business story from this past year. Our business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch, is here to talk about it, Market Basket. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
Was it hard to decide which story actually made the cut?
You know, if you'd asked me which company in Massachusetts was going to make the biggest news for business, I never would have predicted a grocery store chain. But when a few hundred people shut down a $4 billion company, it sort of makes it to that stage.
$4 billion, but more than the size of the company, what made this story so remarkable from your point of view and in hindsight?
Yeah, well, it was a confounding story, I think. Was it a decades-long family feud between Arthur T. Demoulas and Arthur S. Demoulas, these two sides of the family that sort of had the company split down the middle? Was it that boardroom struggle, or was this about workers going on strike, which they weren't technically doing? Or was this about sort of the middle class? That was a story you heard a lot from people like Andover warehouse worker Eddie Perez. He put it this way.
This is symbolizing something in America. These greedy one percenters cannot just come in here and say, listen, we're going to take from you and we're going to take from you and we're going to keep giving to our rich cousins and our rich family. No, 600 people just crippled a $1 billion company.
And they sure crippled it. I mean, Perez and other warehouse workers and truckers stopped deliveries to the stores. And there just wasn't anything for people to buy.
Well, we all saw the images, or we were in the stores to see all those empty shelves, just a few items in some spots here and there. A remarkable sight in the land of plenty.
Yeah, it was uncanny. It went on for 40 days and 40 nights, almost biblical, right? Until one of the two sides caved. And what's so amazing is that those workers who crippled the company didn't just get, you know, Arthur T. Demoulas reinstated as CEO. They forced people who owned the company to sell their shares. When the deal was struck, Arthur T. Demoulas gave a victory message as he returned to Market Basket headquarters in Tewksbury. Here's what he said.
The associates of Market Basket, the customers of Market Basket, you and only you have taught the professors and the CEOs that the workplace here at Market Basket is so much more than just a job.
Arthur T. Demoulas said in a statement that sales are up to the point that the company's 25,000 employees got a year-end bonus of $49 million. Is it possible that the company actually recovered that quickly?
From what I've heard from store directors, sales are definitely up in sort of the single-digit percentages. So 8% increase in sales at a store in New Hampshire compared to the same year before, 6% higher at a store in Massachusetts. That doesn't sound like a lot. It's a really big amount when you talk about the volume that they sell.
So is this like the new Coke? Coca-Cola back in the 80s introduced the new Coke. Customers were up in arms demanding their old Coke back. Coke came out better afterward as a stronger company, even though at that moment it was almost a disaster.
It's a great analogy, and I think no question the company is benefiting from all the press that it got. And it was a feel-good story for a lot of people. And I also heard people say, you know, I feel like such a dolt. I live close to Market Basket, and I haven't been taking advantage of their low prices. So customers returned. They've gotten a lot of new ones too, apparently. But
it was a huge marketing plus for them.
It was a huge marketing plus, but it also came at a cost, and we really just don't know exactly how much that is because it's a private company. They won't say. They did lose millions of dollars. They won't say how much debt is part of that $1.5 billion deal to buy out the other half of the family. You know, the Market Basket had always said it was proud to be debt-free, and now that they have debt, they say, oh, they're proud to have done it at historically low interest rates. They also lost momentum. I mean, it's very possible that this company could have been even stronger if they had just come to a deal without that standoff.
So what's the big lesson from Market Basket?
I think the big takeaway is how great you can be when you have a strong company culture. This is a company that feels like a throwback. You know, it hired from within. People stayed with the company for years. They hired their kids to, you know, start their summer jobs, sacking groceries. Workers and managers play golf together at the company-owned golf course. That social capital is huge. And that's why when workers felt like you know, their work was going to be changing. They felt like their lives were going to be changing.
So what do you think we're going to see from this company in 2015, Market Basket?
More stores. So they've opened three in the past 2 months in Revere and Littleton and out on the former Polaroid campus in Waltham. More stores, I do think, will be a test for the company's operations. This was a very lean running place with just a few warehouses and one headquarters and workers and drivers who ran a tight ship. They really knew their jobs. That's a small nervous system for a $4 billion company. It was one reason it was so easy to take down. But it also means that there's sort of less room for error when you keep growing and you're running that at max capacity.
It seems to me, at least anecdotally, that the Market Basket story and the focus on Market Basket really woke up Market Basket's competitors, because there's a lot more advertising from the other supermarket chains doing business in this area, and they're all touting new low prices as if they understand that Market Basket got a lot of free publicity about its low prices.
Yeah, it may be a failure of those companies to really take advantage of this amazing opportunity they had when Market Basket customers couldn't go there to shop and had to buy elsewhere. It shows that some of those supermarkets just weren't able to convince some shoppers that they had a better product and a better experience.
Well, it'll be interesting in 2015 for the whole supermarket industry. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch will be covering it for us. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You got it, Bob.